This is Mrs. Gallagher. My Honors History 9 C-Block students prepared some poems about the causes of the American Revolution. Enjoy.
This poem is by Gabby, Abby, Derek, and Ryan. The Battle of Quebec was a bloody scene. The British won and left, which was very mean. The Indians are still attacking, and the colonist army was lacking. The proclamation line limited people's land, which caused England to take a stand. The Quartering Act allowed soldiers to live in people's houses, which angered everyone out of their blouses. What came next was the Stamp Act. It taxed paper and angered many, many. That's a fact. The Townshend Acts taxed glass, which made the colonists give the king sass. The Boston Massacre was a bloody day. It happened 2 months before May. The Tea Act did not make people hardy. It caused the Boston Tea Party. In response to the party were the intolerable acts, and that's a fact. Then this man used his reins to steer his horse through the streets. He's Paul Revere.
This is a poem by Ian, Leah, Rob, and Mariella. The French and Indian War was a cause, and King George III enforced unfair laws. The Sugar Act was one of Grenville's policies. It was designed to make more money on the colonies. The Quartering Act gave the soldiers a place to stay, but the colonists were the ones who had to pay. The First Continental Congress met to discuss these things. Washington, Adams, Franklin, and Jefferson sent a petition to the king, and these things led to a new free nation. It was official at the signing of the Declaration.
A poem by Haley, Jackie, Joe, and Bernie. It all began with the proclamation line. The colonists didn't think this was fine. In the Sugar Act, the colonists were taxed. The colonists wanted to hit the British with an axe. Next came the Act of Quartering. The colonists felt soldiers were loitering. The colonists couldn't handle this any longer. The massacre came and made them stronger. Dressed as Indians, they boarded the boats, threw all the tea, and said, "Take that, redcoats." Paul Revere rode through the night to warn the colonists to stand up and fight. Jefferson, Adams, and Washington led the charge. The 13 colonies were seen as at large. King George was tired of hearing their 2 cents. The colonists declared their independence.
This is a poem by Jillian, Marissa, Craig, and Patrick. The British passed many new acts and caused the colonists to react. First, the British passed the Sugar Act on molasses, and the colonists stopped being passive. The colonists had boycotts and petitions. This didn't stop the British on their mission. They soon passed the Stamp Act on paper. The colonist reaction did not taper. In the Quartering Act, troops stayed in colonist houses. The colonists felt they had no more rights than a mouse. The Tea Act made the colonists really mad, so they decided to do something bad. The colonists dumped tea into the sea in the Boston Tea Party. Later, in the Intolerable Acts, the colonists disliked its facts. So in the First Continental Congress, colonists gathered to decide why the new act mattered. There, George Washington and Sam Adams decided to boycott goods, one of the few things that they could. Finally, Thomas Paine wrote Common Sense, a pamphlet talking about the conflict. Then, in the Declaration of Independence, was written with the idea of freedom from Britain. Now the colonies were free, luckily for you and me.